This is the Sakka Murli of the 15th of November 2025. Essence. Sweet children, in order to reform your characters, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is having remembrance of the Father that will make you constantly 100 times fortunate. Question. At what time can you truly recognize your stage? What would you call a good stage? Answer. You are able to recognize your stage at a time of illness. Even when you are ill, if you remain happy and your cheerful face continues to remind everyone of the Father, that is a good stage. If you cry and remain unhappy, how could you make others cheerful? No matter what happens, you mustn't cry. Om Shanti. Two expressions are remembered, unfortunate and 100 times fortunate. When someone's fortune is lost, he is said to be unfortunate. When a woman's husband dies, she too is called unfortunate. She is left alone. You now understand that you are becoming 100 times fortunate for all time. There is no question of sorrow there. There is no mention of death there. The name widow doesn't exist there. A widow experiences sorrow and continues to cry. Although someone may be a sage or a holy man, it doesn't mean that he doesn't experience sorrow. Some go crazy, some become ill or diseased. This is a world of disease. The Golden Age is a world that is free from disease. You children understand that you are once again making Bharat free from disease by following Srimat. At present, people's characters are very bad. There must definitely be a department to reform their characters. A register of students is kept in schools. Their characters can be seen from that. This is why Baba also had a register kept. Each one of you needs to keep your own register. Each of you has to check your character to see that you are not making any mistakes. The first thing is to remember the Father. It is through this that your character will be reformed. It is by having remembrance of the One that your lifespan becomes long. These jewels are of this knowledge. Remembrance is not said to be a jewel. It is by having remembrance that your characters are reformed. No one apart from you can explain the cycle of 84 births. It is with this cycle that you have to explain about Brahma and Vishnu. You cannot speak of the character of Shankar. You children know what the connection between Brahma and Vishnu is. The dual form of Vishnu is Lakshmi and Narayan. They then take 84 births. It is over their 84 births that they become worthy of worship and worshippers. Prajapita Brahma definitely has to exist here. An ordinary body is needed. Generally, it is this that confuses people. Brahma is the chariot of the purifier father. It is said, the resident of the faraway land has come to this foreign land. The purifier father who creates a pure world has come into this impure world. There cannot be a single pure human being in this impure world. You children now understand how you take 84 births. Someone must definitely take that. Only those who come at the beginning take 84 births. In the Golden Age, there are only deities. Human beings don't think at all about who takes 84 births. This is something that has to be understood. Everyone believes in rebirth. It has to be explained very diplomatically that there are 84 births. Not everyone will take 84 births. It isn't that everyone will come together and shed their bodies together. It says God speaks. You don't know your own births. Only God sits and explains this. You souls take 84 births. Not everyone will take 84 births. It isn't that everyone will come together and shed their bodies together. It says God speaks. You don't know your own births. Only God sits and explains this. You souls take 84 births. The Father sits here and tells you children the story of 84 births. This is like a study. It is very easy to know this cycle of 84 births. Those of other religions won't understand these things. Among you too, not everyone will take 84 births. If everyone were to take 84 births, all of you would come down together. That is not possible. Everything depends on how you study and have remembrance. Within that, remembrance is number one. You receive more marks in a difficult subject. It creates an impact. There are the highest, the middle, and the lowest subjects. Here, there are two main subjects. The Father says, remember me, and you will become completely viceless and will then be threaded in the rosary of victory. This is a race. First of all, look at yourself to see to what extent you are imbibing this. How much do I stay in remembrance? What is my character like? If I have the habit of crying, how would I be able to make others cheerful? Baba says, those who cry lose out. No matter what happens, there is no need to cry. Even in illness, you can at least say this much in happiness. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. Only at a time of illness does it become evident what stage you have reached. In times of difficulty, you may groan a little, but you still have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father has given you the message. Shiv Baba alone is the messenger. No one else can be this. Everything else that others relate are all stories of the path of devotion. All the things of this world are perishable. I am now taking you to a place where nothing breaks. There, everything is so well made that there is no mention of anything breaking. Here, so many things are invented through science. Science will definitely exist there too, because you have to have a lot of comfort. The Father says, you children did not know anything. How much sorrow you experienced when the path of devotion began? All of these things are now in your intellects. Deities are said to be full of all virtues. Now, no degrees remain. How did their degrees decrease? The degrees of the moon also gradually decrease. You know that when this world is first new, everything is sato pradhan and first class. Then, as it becomes old, its degrees decrease. Lakshmi and Narayan are full of all virtues. The Father is now telling you the true story of the true Narayan. It is now the night, and it will then be the day. You are becoming perfect, and such a world is required for you. Even the five elements become Sato Pradhan, 16 celestial degrees full. This is why your bodies there are naturally beautiful. They are Sato Pradhan. The whole world becomes 16 celestial degrees full. Now there are no degrees. It is not in the fortune of all the eminent people or the great souls, etc., to have this knowledge of the Father. They have their own pride. Generally, this is said to be in the fortune of the poor. Some say the Father is so elevated that he should enter the body of a great king or a pure rishi. Only the sannyasis are pure. He could also enter the body of a pure kumari. The Father sits here and explains whom he enters. I enter the one who takes the full 84 births. There cannot be even one day less. On the day that Sri Krishna is born, he is 16 celestial degrees full. Then he goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Everything is at first Sato Pradhan, and it then becomes Sato, Rajo and Tamo. It is the same in the Golden Age. A child is Sato Pradhan at first, and then when he grows old, he says that he is now going to leave that body and become a Sato Pradhan child. Some children don't have that much intoxication. Their mercury of happiness just doesn't rise. The mercury of happiness of those who make good efforts continues to rise. Their faces remain very happy and cheerful. As you progress further, you will continue to have visions. As you come closer to your home, you remember your home, family, and buildings, etc. It is the same here. While making effort, as your reward comes closer, you will continue to have many visions. You will remain happy. Those who fail drown themselves because of being ashamed. Baba will also tell you everything, and you will then have to repent a great deal. You will have visions of your future and what you are to become. Baba will show you the bad actions you performed. You didn't study fully, but became a traitor, and therefore this is your punishment. You will have visions of everything. How could he give punishment without giving visions? In a court, too, they tell you what you did and what your punishment is going to be for that. Until you reach the Karmateet stage, one sign or another will remain. When new souls become pure, you will have to shed your bodies. You will no longer be able to stay here. You have to reach that stage. You are now making preparations to return home and then come into the new world. Your efforts are to go home quickly and then come down here quickly. Children are made to race. They are told to touch their goal and come back. You too have to go there quickly and then go into the new world in the first number. So this is your race. They have races at schools. This is your family path. At first you had a pure household religion. Now the world is vicious and it will then become viceless. If you continue to churn these things, you will remain very happy. We claim the kingdom and then we lose it. People speak of the hero and heroine. You take a birth as valuable as a diamond and you then go into a birth that is like a shell. Now the Father says, don't waste your time chasing after shells. This one says, I too used to waste my time. He also told me, now belong to me and do the spiritual business. So I instantly left everything. No one would throw money away. Money is useful. You can't get buildings, etc., without money. As you make further progress, many very wealthy people will come. They will continue to help you. One day, you will have to go and give lectures at big colleges and universities and tell them how the world cycle turns. History repeats from the beginning to the end. We can tell you the history and geography of the world from the Golden Age to the Iron Age. You can explain to them a lot about character. Praise Lakshmi and Narayan. Bharat was so pure. People had divine characters. Now they have vicious characters. The cycle will definitely repeat again. We can tell you the history and geography of the world. Those who are very good should go there. For instance, there is the Theosophical Society. You should go and give a lecture there. Sri Krishna was a deity and he existed in the Golden Age. First of all, there is Sri Krishna and then he becomes Narayan. Now we will tell you the story of the 84 births of Sri Krishna, which no one else can tell you. This topic is very big. Those who are clever should go and give lectures. It now enters your hearts that you will become the masters of the world, and so there should be so much happiness. When you sit and chant this internally, you will not like anything of this old world. You come here to become the masters of the world through the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This world is called Vishva. Neither the region of Brahm nor the subtle region can be called a world. The Father says, I don't become the master of the world. I make you children the masters of the world. These are such deep matters. I make you into the masters of the world. Then you become the slaves of Maya. When you sit in front of people and make them sit in yoga, remind them, sit in soul consciousness and remember the Father. Then tell them the same thing again after 5 minutes. You have yoga programs. The intellects of many wander outside, and you therefore have to caution them every 5 to 10 minutes. Are you sitting here while considering yourselves to be souls? Are you remembering the Father? Your own attention will also then be maintained. Baba tells you all these different methods. Caution them again and again. Are you sitting in remembrance of Shiva Baba while considering yourselves to be souls? Those whose intellect yoga is wandering elsewhere will then become alert. Remind them of this again and again. It is only by having remembrance of Baba that you will be able to go across. People sing, Hey boatman, take my boat across. However, they don't understand the meaning of that. You have been performing devotion for half a cycle in order to go to the land of liberation. The Father says, now remember me, and you will go to the land of liberation. You sit here to have your sins cut away, and so you mustn't commit any more sins. Otherwise, the sins will still remain. The number one effort is to consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. By cautioning others in this way, you too will be able to pay attention. You also have to caution yourself. Only when you stay in remembrance yourself can you inspire others to sit in remembrance. I am a soul and I am going home. I will then come and rule here. To consider yourself to be a body is a severe illness. This is why everyone is now in the depths of hell. Therefore, you have to salvage them. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Use your time in a worthwhile way by doing this spiritual business. Make your life as valuable as a diamond. Continue to caution yourself. Make effort to cure yourself of the severe illness of considering yourself to be a body. Second, never become Maya's slave. Sit and internally chant, I am a soul. Maintain the happiness that you are changing from a beggar to a prince. Blessing. May you be introspective and carry out new research by staying in the depths of the laboratory of experiences. When all experiences are first revealed to you, revelation will then take place. For this, become introspective. Stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance and go in the depths of every attainment and research it. Instill a thought in yourself and then look at its result or success. Did the thought I had become practical or not? Stay in the depths of this laboratory of experiences in this way, so that others feel that all of you are especially absorbed in love and beyond this world. While doing everything, increase the practice of staying in a powerful stage of yoga. Just as you have the practice of speaking, in the same way, practice maintaining your spirituality. Slogan. Those who observe the situations as games while seated on their seat of contentment are jewels of contentment. Avyakt signal, increase the practice of the bodiless stage, ashariri and videyi. Hatha yogis are able to hold their breath for as long as they want. You easy yogis, natural yogis, constant yogis, karma yogis, elevated yogis, need to be able to become stable in your thoughts and your breath for as long as you want, and in whatever thought you want, on the basis of this knowledge that is given to you by the Father who is the Lord of your life. Play with pure thoughts one moment, and have deep love for just the one Father, or become bodiless and have a meeting with Him. Become stable in this one pure thought. Om Shanti.